Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's a live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Ademo.
Ademo, I pushed the wrong button. I'm sorry.
That's all right. And Ademo here.
I just pushed the button for the mic 2 instead of mic 3. Excuse me. So our normal first chair host, Ian, is off doing the politics thing, I think, at the school board.
Yes, he is very concerned about the children, so he is checking out the school board propaganda.
I can't imagine what he hopes to accomplish there this evening, but of course they make the process so arduous and difficult that it's very difficult.
I know there was the Libertarian Party convention this past weekend, too, here in New Hampshire, and some folks went over there, and hey, whatever is your cup of tea is your cup of tea, but I kind of stay away from those types of things.
I think Ian went over there, and I think he's going to be running for office under the Libertarian ticket.
Yes, I think that's the plan. He always goes back and forth. We always have good conversations about, you know, we've had conversations where ideology were, like, spot on, and then he does some of these actions where, like,
that's implementation that I think that those that are inside the system and outside the system might disagree on. And, you know, I mean, whatever.
Yeah. It's a megaphone, and, you know, he understands, obviously, the system and its set up, but yet he thinks it's a good time to educate people, so by all means.
Fine by me. I guess he'll be back. Probably be back sometime this evening. So, you know, keep listening. But until then, you can give us a call at 855-450-3733. It's an interactive program. You can call in, talk about what you want to talk about. Also, we have an interactive website where you can go and link to blogs or videos or news stories, whatever you think's important, and, you know, put it on our website. People will vote it up, vote it down. You can do the same with other people's, and it's kind of this, you know, crowdsourced news aggregator thing. It's freetalklive.com, where we have all our archives available going back for 5 years or something like that, completely available to you for free at archives.freetalklive.com. So, Demo, I've got a story here. And this one is from ABCNews.com. And apparently there was an assignment given to some kids in an elementary school. And it's seventh grade. Now, I don't know why seventh grade in your elementaries?
Yeah, I think eighth grade is when we went off to the – well, we had a weird school because I had eighth and ninth grade in one school and then K through seven in another.
I always thought traditionally K through 6 was elementary, 7th, 8th, you know, were considered junior high, and then 9 through 10 was high school. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
Yeah, just right. I think my school district did this because of, well, I know they did it because when their first school was really small, and so when they built the new elementary school, they held a couple, you know, they built that for K through 7, then had 8 and 9 here, and then the current high school was big enough to fit 3 grades instead of the 4.
I see, and it's
so
all big.
Split it up instead of getting rid of a building. That's probably back when government was a little more accountable than they are today. Today, they just probably bulldozed
tear it all down and build new ones.
Yeah, right in the same spot and push school off a year or something, you know.
Well, these kids were given an assignment to create a recruiting poster for the Crusades.
Okay.
Now, the Crusades are, well, you know, as it says here, the 11th, 12th, and 13th centuries. The Catholic Church waged war against the Muslim Turks to regain access to holy sites in Jerusalem. And this was in Hamilton Elementary School in Fresno, California. And I don't know if there's a Fresno anything else, but Fresno, California. So, you know, some kids came up with their recruitment posters, and there's one in particular that appeared to upset some parents. And it's a picture of Jesus.
Okay.
Now, you know, you got to be real careful drawing pictures of Jesus already.
I'm just thinking in my head while you're telling me this story. I have no idea what you're going to hit me with here, but at the end of it, I was like, this is going to be a bomb because they are opening so many doors, you know, even for little kids. Like, the first thing that came to my mind was like, why are we waging war? Like, didn't God say, don't kill thy neighbor, but kill for me, I guess? But anyways, they seem to be opening a lot of doors here. So a picture of Jesus is drawn.
And let's, you know, I mean, the church has sanctioned all kinds of wars throughout its history. And you know, now, I mean, the military has chaplains serving inside, you know, advocating for war and that kind of thing. So, you know, Yeah.
I forget it was in the Band of Brothers, or I'm sure it's probably an old war tale or saying, but if God's on our side, who's on theirs is
sure,
the saying.
Sure,
yeah,
that's
but,
the idea.
Right.
And, of course, they think God's on their side, too.
Right.
So, you know, interesting that's going on. So this is a picture of Jesus, and it says, kill all infidels. It says, I need you, and it has the sort of Uncle Sam thing.
Oh, the pointer, the pointy finger.
Yeah, and it says, I need you to kill all infidels. Meet me in Jerusalem. Get a free ticket to heaven. Now, none of these things are inaccurate for the Crusades. I mean, basically, the Catholic Church was handing out, it's the only church at the time, was handing out dispensations for anybody who went to war, didn't care what you did fighting the infidel.
Right.
You know, sodomize their women afterwards, whatever.
Yep.
Yep, it's
free
fine.
Ticket.
Now, you know, I got the impression that many of these holy knights, you know, were really good guys, but at the same time, yeah, there were a lot of them that were really bad ones, too. And the Catholic Church dispensationed all of them. So, I mean, none of this stuff is inaccurate. Meet me in Jerusalem. Obviously, their goal was to secure the holy sites.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, none of this is
so inaccurate. Was this child, like, scolded or punished?
Well, apparently there's just a rigmarole among parents, a big hullabaloo. It says, I do believe common sense tells you that this may not be appropriate for K through 8 school. Right in the main lobby where, these posters are in the main lobby for everyone to see, right where each child passes on their way to school and home, says Chris Alifaro, who has a second grade daughter in the school. Probably can't read this, you know, certainly doesn't care about the pictures on the wall, but, you know, whatever Chris does. And Halifar and his wife said to the principal that the principal had agreed that their complaint would be addressed, and that's basically it. But you know, there were some parents that got upset,
and this is over this one child's art. Like I was wondering what the other children's art reflected, and then that brings in the question: what were they taught about the Crusades? Because this child seems to have hit the nail on the coffin, and completed the task that was assigned to him, you know, by making whatever. You know, that's the first question, and I don't know if we have the answer to that, but the second concern is now they're upset with the artistic manner in which he chose to portray what happened and how eerily it is to, like, United States propaganda, you know? Uncle Sam, it's what he's seeing, and this seventh grader or whatever has made the connection. You know, this tells a lot in me to, like, the kid doesn't know probably all the ins and outs of the political sphere and government workings.
But he knows that a guy pointing, by the way, it wasn't Uncle Sam first. It was Major something or other, Major Bristol or something like that from in World War I with the big handlebar mustache, telling the Britons that the king needs them. But, you know, and then it went to Uncle Sam because it's a great iconic piece.
Right.
And then, you know, the child just takes it, transposes it to Jesus. You've got this character, and you know, they apply whatever terms they do to Jesus. And I wonder what the parent is upset about exactly.
Well, exactly.
Reality?
Exactly. That's what I mean. And the fact that they can now realize that their kid has been brainwashed by the public schooling system because. I mean, this is the church is the state, essentially, of the past, and, you know, still some form of a state or statism. And so now they've done whatever and have decided to, you know, give the assignment to the kid, and now through, like, his inner workings of, like, the propaganda, the Pledge of Allegiance, which does or doesn't happen anymore. But
sure, it does.
But, you know, without an exact lesson, you have seen the correlation from, like, the propaganda given to the... I mean, it's the same principle. There is a state today, there was a state then, it's all about control, it's all about, you know, violence to get your control or whatever you want, and yet the kid carried out the assignment the same way the government carries out its task today.
Do you think it's this poster that was put up in this Fresno elementary school is offensive and shouldn't be up in a school? Give us a call at 855-450-3733. Enlighten me as to why, because I certainly don't know. It's 855-450-3733. That's that's FREE for those of you who want to use letters on your number. Or letters on your telephone. And it's Mark with you.
And a demo.
And this is the live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live. Your calls are next. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
George, you're going to
go. You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot respond to the rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey.
Who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video or audio from all of this.
Now, I have work today. This is you ain't going to make. Wait, no, come. Now. Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's the Stakehold toll-free call-in line here on the live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
Hello, Damo.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Also, if you're looking for precious metals, the place to go is gold.freetalklive.com because you're going to get the best prices you're going to be able to find on the internet. We've teamed up with Midas Resources, and the rates over there are the best you're going to be able to find among the retailers of precious metals. I'm sure that you can go poke around someplace on eBay or something and find somebody who's selling some dimes a little cheaper, but you know, this is really the way to get gold and silver, because not only do they sell gold and silver, but they'll buy it back from you, too. We've got a great selection there. You can comparison shop at gold.freetalklive.com. And when you buy gold from gold.freetalklive.com, you help Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com. A demo? Let's go ahead and just get into the phone calls here. Marcus, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I want to know if you think the Supreme Court is going to slam Obama on healthcare.
You know, I think it could go one way or the other. I wouldn't presuppose to know. The Supreme Court split conservative and liberal. They have, there's some pretty good arguments for the federal government having forced people to do things in the past. So I don't really know. Do you have any thoughts, Marcus?
Well, I don't think it could. I don't think it should, because it's against the Constitution.
The health care is against the Constitution.
No, the mandatory.
Now, as I understand, there was a mandate in the late 18th century that every man needed to own a gun, and that basically forces people to buy something. So, I mean, was that constitutional?
Well, I don't know.
Or the time when they took all the silver from the financial backing of the paper,
confiscated gold and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I just don't have too much faith. I know there's a lot of talk about it and eyes on it for those that pay attention to the political sphere. But at the end of the day, it's pretty much a coin toss, right? No one really knows what they're going to do. We don't know the behind the closed doors deals, the intentions, plans of whatever figures, individuals have. And
I would guess that they're going to keep some of it and toss some of it, would be my guess.
Sure, and then
and
you could always have
call a victory.
Yeah, the middle of the ground thing. And, both sides say, hey, we did good, the system works, ha-ha-ha.
Yeah. We shoved a little more tyranny down the Americans' throats, and we win.
6 more years later, or 5, or whatever, they'll get the other half that they took out or slide it through some other bill.
It'll be constitutional then. Marcus?
Yeah. I suppose.
I hope not.
No, but I don't either. I don't want it to be mandatory. That's not what I don't want.
I'm with you.
Well, then we got to get rid of all the government, because they seem to make everything mandatory. It's all
Marcus.
It's all coercion backed by the use of force.
That's what they do. I mean, they make everything mandatory. You're going to pay us. It's mandatory.
Exactly.
Oh, well, it's not mandatory. You could just go to jail. Let's go to Rick. Calling from, it looks like, Port Charlotte. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, Mark and Ademo? Good to talk to you guys again.
All's well.
The other night, you guys were talking about the Ron Paul Fest at the Florida State Fairgrounds being shenaniganed and stonewalled by the Republican Party during the convention.
Right.
I got an email about 10 minutes before your show started from my local Ron Paul organizer saying it's on. It's paulfestival.com.
Paulfestival.com?
Paulfestival.com. Tickets go on sale Friday. And
what's the venue?
Are lined up right now.
What's the venue?
The Florida State Fairgrounds.
Oh, at the Florida State Fairgrounds?
Yeah, they said after much participation,
it's a nice website.
And calls from our supporters throughout the state and the country, blah, blah, blah. So it thanked the pressure we put on the, locally here, I guess.
So it was the state fairgrounds capitulated?
Yes, apparently it is a done deal.
It looks like it. I mean, there's a website here that's claiming on August 24th through 26th in Tampa, Florida, the Ron Paul Revolution Rockin' for Ron, was going on in Tampa. So that looks great.
Rick, did the email shed any light onto the... Because the last I heard this story, there was a lot of controversy about the Republican Party buying up all the events or putting a clause in with all other venues. Did they ever discuss how that hurdle was reached?
No, it was basically just a press release, I think, from the local grassroots, the local organizers. The grapevine spread pretty quick as far as that goes. Someone put it on Facebook, and then I guess it just got forwarded out.
Right, and nobody wanted to...
But it didn't really address any of the stonewalling by anything like that. It was more of an upbeat, hey, we got it, let's party, let's have a good time.
Right, yeah. Well, I guess at least they didn't wait to hold out until the absolute last end where, at least you have some time to plan now, and the website does look really good here.
Yeah, that wasn't something they threw together this afternoon, that's for sure.
No, this was ready to go.
Yeah.
I love the list here of celebrities for Ron Paul. This matters to somebody, and, it looks great. I've seen this Juliette Lewis's face before. I mean, I don't mean to be mean to any actor or actress. I just don't know these people very well. I'm not any kind of expert. There's a Peyton Hillis, looks like he looks big enough to be a football player, and Amy Allen. I don't know. She looks like she might sing something. And Gerald Clemente, obviously, he's a big name. Prodigy of Mobb Deep.
Who knew?
I don't do a lot of TV watches, so I probably won't know half of them either. But I'm sure they're going to have some good music bands.
Well, I can tell you know who Vince Vaughn is. I mean, that's a big name. Kelly Clarkson, she won one of those Idol things or something like that.
My girlfriend likes her.
Yeah, American Idol, she was on. But yeah, there's a bunch of great people
on
here.
Joe Perry from Aerosmith.
Yeah, Nolan Ryan.
Oliver Stone.
Cool.
And the usual, Peter Schiff, the John Mayers.
I hope all these people are there. It doesn't seem likely, though.
For some reason, I think it's going to be easier to get in the fairgrounds than in the St. Pete Times Forum that weekend.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I really hope this goes off because it's going to be huge.
Maybe if we get a few hundred more amp listeners signed up, you guys can come down for it.
There you go.
You think you can get Ian back to Florida? He might actually have to go see his mom and dad if he gets down there.
Yeah, I know. It's right down the street. Heck, I'm right down the street from where you guys used to be, too. I'm watching roll in over Charlotte Harbor in my new condo. It's cool.
There you go. Well, Rick, I appreciate it. Are you going to go to this event, by the way?
Absolutely. I already called my girlfriend. I said it's on the calendar.
What are you going to stay up there? Are you going to stay up there? Or are you going to drive back every night?
I don't know. I don't even for the hour and a half drive. I don't know if it'd be
a long drive.
And it'd be tough to get a place to stay.
Yeah, they've got travel and lodging here. I mean, Tampa is huge and has a lot of hotels in it. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I got a feeling you'd have to be well into St. Pete before you found anything reasonable.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
Well, so the Liberty community is always good for the couch crashing, surfing.
There ain't no way my girlfriend would do that. I've been trying to get her to couch surf for years.
Just bring your little single man tent and you go stay at the fairgrounds.
There you go.
There we go. I'll rent a minivan.
Or you could try to win Marv, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle.
That's right. You guys are raffling that off.
Can I do that remotely? Can I sign up that on the website?
Sure can. PeteAyre.com. PeteEyre.
I'll buy a ticket tomorrow when they turn my internet on.
Wonderful. Thanks for the call, Rick. 855-450-FREE. I'm really excited that the Ron Paul, the Paul Fest is going on at paulfest.org.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. The live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Damo. I didn't say and before, so I felt like I kind of left it to the three-person chair thing. So, and Damo. Just us two are here.
You feel like you've got to complete the sentence.
Yes.
Right?
You know.
It is a little odd.
Right.
855-450-3733. But check out freetalklive.com. We give all kinds of features on the website completely free for you. And if you want news about the show, the best way to find out all the different ways that you can get news about Free Talk Live is, if you're interested in the show, this is the best way to connect, is go to news.freetalklive.com. You can hook up with our Twitter account or friend us on your Facebook account. And probably the best way is the email updates. Sign up for the emailed updates at news.freetalklive.com. And a demo, Porkfest, coming up the beginning of next week.
Yeah, it's under a week. It's like
right here.
Me and the girlfriend went out today, got a tent and another tarp, starting to check the gear and make sure everything's in line. I know it's early, but I bet you there's a bunch of other folks probably doing the same stuff.
Yeah, now's the time to do it. If you need to get gear, a really great place to go is manventureoutpost.com. They've got some of the best rates on camping, hunting, and shooting gear. But the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a gathering of, it's probably going to be about 1,200.
Yeah, I'm saying 1,200. That's what I was guessing.
1,000-plus people in the woods of New Hampshire who care about liberty, and it's all put on by the Free State Project. The Free State Project is a concept to get people who care about liberty enough to move all to one state in order, a small state, a less populated state, in order to be able to have a larger effect on, you know, the whatever's going on in the state. You know, some people are interested in the legislative stuff. Some people are interested in, you know, the outside the system stuff, creating little free communities for themselves. And you can find out more at freestateproject.org. You can go over there and get signed up. I moved years ago for the Free State Project, and it is, you know, it's the best thing going for liberty right now. freestateproject.org. So, Adamo.
Yes.
I believe it's the pledge that one takes when one joins the Libertarian Party, and it's kind of the Libertarian creed, even for people who aren't, you know, party members. You know, It is that I shall not use force in order to achieve personal or political gains. I shall not initiate force in order to achieve personal or political gains. Initiates important aspect of this, because what it presupposes is that if somebody uses force against you, that you're then allowed to use, I guess, a commensurate amount of force to prevent them from, you know, doing that, to stop them as retribution. It doesn't really stop retaliatory violence, right?
Well, yeah, that's my understanding.
Now, that's the what they call the non-aggression principle or the zero-aggression principle, and it's kind of interesting, the nuances of it. And there's a news story out right now that might fit into one of the nuanced areas of the non-aggression principle.
I'm all even. This is always a hot topic with everybody. When can you use force? Like, man is, like, obsessed with this time to know when they can punch somebody in the face. You know, like, I'm more or less worried about just getting by with my daily life. But these are always interesting conversations. So what's the story?
The story is a Texas father caught a man sexually assaulting his 4-year-old daughter. Apparently, and I've heard a couple of stories on exactly how it happened, but I guess the family was out taking care of the farm or something, left the daughter in the house, you know, and there was a guy there that, a horse groomer or something like that, that was there. He, you know, attempted to have his way with the 4-year-old. The father returns home, catches the man in the act, and stopped him by striking him in the head several times. I think that there's a stress on several in this story. Pick the story up. The man was pronounced dead on the scene while the daughter was taken to a local hospital in Victoria, Texas, for examinations before she was released. The incident took place on Saturday. Harmon described the girl as okay. I guess this is the father's name. Okay, besides the obvious mental trauma. Asked whether he would press charges. Oh, excuse me. This is the sheriff here. Asked whether he would press charges against the father. The sheriff responded, "You have the right to defend your daughter. He acted in defense of his third person. Once the investigation is completed, we'll submit it to the district attorney, who then submits it to the grand jury, and the grand jury will decide whether or not to indict him."
Isn't that always interesting how the cops, they charge millions of people every day with tickets, pink slips, extortions, whatever, for money, yet when it's actually of something of like, wow, there should maybe be a charge here, there is definitely a law, you know, allowing or not allowing this, and yet when those times come up, the cops are like, well, we just do the investigation and these people hand out the charges. But every other time, you hand out the charges, easy peasy. But continue on. I think I see where this is headed.
Well, basically, you know, the victim died from blunt force head trauma and neck injuries. I mean, the father beat him to death and caught him in the act with his 4-year-old daughter. And I wonder, not whether or not this person should be charged, because I think that, you know, that always comes down to moral answers. And I guess my question is it moral? Did the father, so it seems reasonable that a man should lose control. If a man's going to lose control, this would be the moment that it would be okay, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is not consensual. You know, I don't think the 4-year-old was like, you know, no, we're in a relationship. And
I'm not thinking she asked for it.
I highly doubt it. And so, you know, I think where the state would go with this would be to say, well, you know, so-and-so did have a right to defend himself, but he didn't have a right to hit him 15 times. Or to protect his family, but not to this extent. And that's just hogwash. You know, then the whole argument would be like, well, did he die on the first blow or the last blow? And that's what the courts would, and the things. And at the end of the day, that's not justice. I mean, if people would really, you know, look up or seek the true meaning of justice, it is identifying that there is a victim, and we've identified that. There's a 4-year-old who is a victim here, who is unable to defend herself with, you know, how would that 4-year-old have did it? Would If the four-year-old would have been the one hitting them in the head, I don't think we'd be talking about the number of times the person was hit.
No.
You know? Like, if it was the, but when it's the other person, like, oh, you stopped the rape, but you didn't have to hit him 15 times, or you didn't have to shoot him 30 times.
Well, at this point, the father hasn't been charged, so we don't know what the state's going to do. I mean, this has to go in front, it has to be an indictment from through a grand jury, and it may be that the grand jury says, you know, I can't see charging this guy. And, you know, if I'm sitting on that grand jury, I don't know. That's why I'm sitting here asking myself in this circumstance, you know, the father could have hit him fewer number of times than he did. And it says here that the father's remorseful. I can only take his word for it. But, I mean, what would you say if you had a possible indictment hanging over your head?
I would definitely feel bad if I was ever put in a moment where I had to take a life. I would definitely feel bad about having to take that life. But I would not, like, if you were choking me out and I had to hit you in the head with a bottle and, like, I wasn't trying to kill you, but you get you off me and you just so happen to die, I would definitely feel bad about taking a life. I don't ever want to have to take a life, but I don't ever want to be choked out and murdered on a street corner or anything either.
So, do you see how the father probably could have hit this guy half the amount of times and, you know, certainly stopped the act? You know, busting into the room and saying, "What the hell are you doing?" would have stopped the act, likely, and then he could have called the law or whatever. So, I mean,
well, to me, it's like justice, though, and like this guy is—he is not only—I don't know the circumstances of what he was in the house, or if we touched on that. Like, is this like a roommate?
He's a horse groomer.
Okay, so he has no business being in the house, and he has no business, you know. So there are many violations other than the direct violation to this 4-year-old daughter, which is definitely the most severe, but he's trespassed on property, broken entry probably, now is using force to harm somebody else. Like, how many people want to live around this guy at this point?
So do you think that this is essentially a lawful execution in the sense that, you know, the guy was caught in the act and, you know, the father killed him and it would have been okay if he would have pulled out a gun and shot him, that kind of thing?
I think, yes. If the justice would be in the eye of the person who walked through the door, and if he felt the only thing he could do was hit him a couple times with a thing and that cost him his life, well, the guy made a very bad decision to break into somebody's home, get on top of, you know, or force himself.
Do whatever he was doing with a 4-year-old girl.
Yeah, on a 4-year-old girl. And, you know, and that's what I was saying. If this goes to an indictment for a jury, like, these people are going to be brainwashed. I'm like, you know, look at how many times he hit him. You know, they'll be telling them the answers. You know, I was indicted for 3 felonies on wiretapping, and I can only imagine what they were told to get that approval.
I've got a story that relates to this, a personal story, and, you know, hang on. The number's 855-450-3733 if you have comments on this story. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you got to get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh. He ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company?
You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low-price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. And you can call in, talk about what's on your mind here on the live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Ademo, promoted to second chair now.
That's right.
Moving up in the world.
The big time now.
I'm still sitting in the same seat if you can see the cam, but I feel more important.
Real quick, tell everybody about your efforts over at coplock.org.
Coplock.org is a decentralized organization focused on police accountability and sharing those tactics. So folks can visit coplock.org. There is a multitude of things going on there, an about page, a store, get involved, all kinds of great stuff. And, you know, it's expanded into a copreports.com, a sister site, working with some other folks who is a database basically for police. So that's getting going there. And there's ways to get up there. There's resources, all kinds of stuff. It's the ways to submit a post, and there's just a lot of folks there.
I mentioned SACL CAI is the sponsor of our phone lines. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you got into the business that you got into, in order to do that business and not handle accounts receivable and collections and all these vexing tasks, SACL CAI can handle it for you and handle it in a way that will leave you happy that they do. They treat your clients with respect. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI. Principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Free Talk Live and a big supporter of Liberty. It's SACL, CAI. So we're talking about this story out of Texas with where, you know, I mean, this is a big story right now. Apparently a father on Saturday caught a horse groomer in his home messing with his four-year-old daughter and, you know, some, I guess what they interpreted as sexually abusing the four-year-old. And the father beat him to death with his hands. And, Ademo, you said, yep, you know, I get it. I understand. And, you know, when you look at the facts of this case, I think that's cool. But one of the things, you know, it's fine. Like, you know, I understand. I guess I understand. Having a four-year-old, I understand.
Yeah, just to me, it's like it's no one else's business, really. I mean, this guy violated, you know, multiple property rights, basic rights that people have. Like, you should be secure in your home. You do not force yourself on others. You do not walk into somebody's house without being invited. And, you know, so even if I was the neighboring pacifist to this guy and I didn't believe in taking any life, I still would be like, well, Johnny did what he thought he had to do. I might have pulled the guy off and walked him off my property, but none of my business.
One of the reasons I like the idea of somebody getting some kind of trial afterwards is because we never know. There's a huge in this country. It's a witch hunt essentially for sex offenders. You know, you'll hear people called in here many times and saying that sex offenders should get the death penalty and things like that. And you know, I understand where they're coming from. This is despicable behavior, especially when you're talking about a 4-year-old. But what it does in the process is that it will also sweep people up. I had a situation, as I told, teased the listeners before the break, because I had a personal situation. This was 7, 8, 9 years ago, something like that. I was in a camping site in North Florida. My fiance at the time wanted to see a cave and was hoping to see some bats. And she's from Florida, had never seen a cave before in her life. I knew that there was a cave over in North Florida. And, you know, it's a 6-hour drive up. We'll go camping for a night and in my mom's van, and we'll come on back. Maybe she'll see some bats. And this is the kind of thing that boyfriends do for girlfriends. So we were spending the night in the
Batmobile?
The campground. This was just a panel van. And for my story, it doesn't sound very good. You know, I used to call it the child molester van. So this is the next morning, going in, I'm getting my shower or whatever at the, one of these camping things. And you know how these things are kind of grody or whatever. And a little boy comes in. Let's call him 3 or 4. And he wanted to use the bathroom, and he needed help. He couldn't get his zipper down. And you can totally understand why this might be for a 3 or 4-year-old.
Yep.
He asked me for help in, you know, the manner that he would. And, you know, I stepped off and I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to have to find we're going to have to find your parents.
Yeah.
Because I'm just not going to be able to help you with your zipper. Because what I didn't want to have happen was somebody come in, specifically the dad, and, you know, I mean, I don't know what I'm dealing with here. I'm dealing with people that will let their 4-year-old wander off into a public restroom on his own at a campground is what I'm dealing with. So I didn't, you know, I wasn't going to be able to judge
him. Yeah, probably not the most logical folks.
Yeah, right. I did not want to, the dad to walk in with his, trucker cap on and catch me fiddling with the zipper of his son. And so I decided, you know, I don't know what to do. So I went around, and, you know, hello, anybody out? This anybody?
Is this
son?
Your kid?
Yeah. And, nobody answered. So I'm like, you know, son, you're going to have to go back to your parents. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, for all you know, you would start to fiddle with a zipper, and all of a sudden Chris Hansen would come out of the next stall.
I'm not sure who Chris Hansen is.
Oh, he's the guy on MSNBC who did the To Catch a Predator series. And so, like, the basis of that is they'd have a very young-looking but adult actress.
Okay.
So, you know, like 20 years old, looks like she's 13.
Uh-huh.
And so they would lure men to come to this house, and then oh, I'm just putting away the laundry. Just make yourself comfortable. And the actor would walk away behind a door or through a door. And all of a sudden, Chris Hansen would come out and say, what are you here for? And why do you have condoms with you? And
yeah.
So, yeah, you could have that scenario going. It's kind of like the movie Big Daddy when he first gets the kid that's supposed to be his, but when he bathes it the first time, he's like, the kid's like, why am I wearing a bathing suit? He's like, I don't know all the rules. Like, you know, and yeah, it's a scary world. You know, it's like, you know, this is an extreme scenario. Yeah, if the father had walked in and seen you, like, yes, he could overreact. I don't know if that was, I highly doubt that was the case here.
I don't know. It's all we have at this point. And the convenient thing about dead, dead plaintiffs is that they tell no tales.
Sure.
So there were 3 people in that room. One of them is 4 years old, the other's dead, and the third one is telling us the story. So we don't know exactly what occurred there, but, you know, I mean, so this guy, the dead man, doesn't get to tell his side of the story. And I just wonder if I had been that dead guy, if the father, at the park in Florida pulls out his gun and caps me right there in the restroom and I'm dead on the floor, then whatever he says I was doing to his son was what I was doing to his son.
Well, that's true. But I mean, unless there is some like $1 million, like these guys are partners over some fancy horse studs.
Right.
You know, then
why would they do it? Right.
Then there's an alternative motive. Right. But, if, you know, unless the guy, like, snuck
up. He's in the house, and I think that's an important factor.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, if I was trying to put myself in there. So if I just, boom, open the door and seeing this gruesome act going on, would I, like, sneak up behind the person and, like, bing, pop him on the head? No, I'd probably be like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
And then that would be that person's time to go, whoa, 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 I'm just fixing the zipper. Because then I'd be like, what do you mean you're just fixing the zipper? Like, I'd stop. And then, okay, you're a cool guy who's trying to fix a zipper. The kid's asking, we need to have a talk about strangers. I don't need to bash your skull in. But if there are clothes all over the place and the kid is crying,
right,
and
yeah, like, if you know, if your pants are off and the claim is that the kid need help with a zipper, then it's a much tougher story to sell, no doubt. And I don't know what happened here, and it's hard for me to feel any kind of remorseful feelings for a guy that was actually doing something like this, being beaten to death. But
even still, let's say it's a misunderstanding. Let's say he was helping the little girl with her shoelaces or something. He probably had no, if he had no business to be in the house, if his job never required him to be in the house, then, like, you know, you need to be aware of your surroundings. If you trespass in the wrong area, it could be a fatal decision. I mean, if you drive 120 miles an hour, which is making a bad decision, so is trespassing in someone's property or breaking into their house, they could have fatal consequences. And, you know, like, this government casts a shadow that, like, it's okay or no big deal, and then they cause it. So I just hope that the political sphere doesn't get involved in this, and, you know, a bunch of people who are scared that, oh, this was brutal and vicious. Yes, it was, but so was what the guy was doing. And again, it's none of my business. And I hope it doesn't get into a political thing. Like, oh, we have to at least say if you're going to kill someone, you got to do it nicely or something.
Yeah, at this point, I don't think the law is going to be able to fix anything here.
No.
I just don't think that's the case. At this point, this is considered a sex crime because that's the story the dad's telling. And if he's smart enough, and now that he's got a lawyer, he's not going to tell any different story. So at this point, it's just basically a lesson to sex offenders. Even if this wasn't the case with this with the man that's dead here, they're not giving out his name at this point, in the story. But
in the other words, like, if the police, if they had a necessity, they could investigate it, see if there was an alternative motive, or, you know, private individuals could have this taken care of in case of death without the government. But I'm sure the person who's deceased here, if the family finds out about, or when they find out about this, not if.
Yeah, they're going to.
They're going to find out about it. And if they know about some $1 million life insurance or bad business, bills will come out again, and then maybe there'll be more to look at. So,
if you've got any thoughts on this story, give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. Actually, I got this story from freetalklive.com, so it does work to load stories up on our news aggregator. It's at 855-453 on Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.